Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Imitation is said to be the sincerest form of flattery, but in the video game industry, it's simply business as usual. Game publishers are unsurprisingly obsessed with chasing trends and attempting to cash in on whatever the latest hotness is. Because why come up with something original when you can just riff off a proven hit? And so for every successful video game out there, there are dozens if not hundreds of clones and ripoffs attempting to replicate said glory. Though of course the vast majority get nowhere close to the mark and quickly fade into obscurity. Yet every so often a game comes along that, while admittedly shamelessly standing in the shadow of a prior title, still manages to be a fun, worthwhile experience in its own right. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 shameless video game ripoffs that were actually great. Number 10, Dante's Inferno. Let's kick things off with one of the most hilariously transparent yet awesome ripoffs of all time, Dante's Inferno. Visceral Games' action-adventure game owes a debt to the earlier God of War titles that it can never repay, enough that you could quite reasonably call it a God of War clone. From a design perspective, Dante's Inferno liberally imitates the series' combo-based combat, neat mythological monster enemies, heightened boss battles, and health replenishment system. Really, the key difference is that Dante's Inferno involves fighting through the nine circles of hell, while God of War revolved around Greek mythology. But it's tough to deny that Dante's Inferno is one hell of a fun game, regardless. And in a gaming landscape crammed with listless remakes and remasters nobody asked for, why the hell hasn't it got the glossy redo treatment? Though critics were fair to ding the game for so shamelessly imitating God of War, it was also such a slick, compulsively entertaining experience in its own right, complete with perhaps gaming's best ever depiction of hell, that all of that deserves to be celebrated anyway. Number 9, Immortals Fenyx Rising. If you're gonna rip something off, you might as well rip off the best example of the genre, right? That's what Immortals Fenyx Rising quite wisely did, given that Ubisoft's open-world action-adventure game borrows hilariously liberally from The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Most obviously, the game's bright, vibrant visual style is incredibly similar to Breath of the Wild, but beyond that, it also divides its open world up into many aesthetically distinct regions, allows players to extensively climb the environment, and features similar shrine-like puzzle vaults, physics-based puzzles, rideable mounts, and so on. Ultimately, the game's associate director, Julian Galadek, freely admitted that Breath of the Wild was a pretty big inspiration on Immortals. Yet amid a sea of soulless AAA open-world Ubisoft games, at least it had a little personality and took itself a bit less seriously. Sure, it wasn't the most original game anybody played in 2020, but Immortals was a fun riff on Breath of the Wild's formula that offered up dozens of hours of quality gameplay. Number 8, Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley is perhaps the crowned king of awesome video game ripoffs, or homages if we want to be kind. Developer Eric Barone has never shied away from the fact that his farming sim was heavily inspired by Harvest Moon, though rather than listlessly imitate it, he wanted to create a game that improved upon its template and rectified the perceived shortcomings of the flagging series. Barone felt that while Harvest Moon had so many great elements, none of the series' titles had, quote, brought it all together in a perfect way. And he was absolutely right. And ultimately, from its deeper, more expansive mechanics to its effortlessly superior aesthetic and sheer charm, Stardew Valley is a better game than Harvest Moon has ever been. It takes Harvest Moon's addictive simulation schematic and updates it with additions like combat, crafting, and same-sex marriage. Hell, even Harvest Moon's creator, Yasuhiro Wada, gave his approval, stating that he was happy his franchise continued on in spirit. Number 7, Killer Instinct. The success of Mortal Kombat saw a slew of inferior fighting games attempting to cash in throughout the second half of the 1990s, with perhaps the best of the lot being Killer Instinct. Rare's Brawler attempted to offer a more accessible iteration of Mortal Kombat by toning the violence down and making combos easier, even if the story, focused on a fighting tournament, and gameplay, centered around brutal finishing moves, were largely the same. Some of the game's roster felt like imitations of Mortal Kombat combatants, and the general gloomy aesthetic and in-game music sound suspiciously similar, and yet Killer Instinct gets away with it because it's so damn fun to play. And more to the point, its personality is a little different. This is, after all, a game where you can play as Ripdoor, a human velociraptor hybrid. While it ultimately wasn't the Mortal Kombat killer that Rare positioned it as, Killer Instinct's appealing aesthetics and thrilling combo-driven gameplay make it a genre classic in its own right. Number 6. Crash Team Racing. You need only take one quick glance at Crash Team Racing to appreciate that the racing spin-off was heavily indebted to Mario Kart, which was, of course, itself a vehicular spin-off from a beloved mascot platformer. Though the Mario Kart franchise began with 1992's Super Mario Kart, it was Mario Kart 64 which truly made it a household name in its own right. Releasing in 1996, the very same year that Crash Bandicoot made its debut. CTR hit the market in 1999 and was very clearly cribbing from everything that Mario Kart got right, namely, an ingenious fusion of slick racing gameplay and brilliantly infuriating combat mechanics. Hell, it even included a dead similar battle mode as well. And while so many of CTR simply reskinned Mario's gameplay for the Crash aesthetic, it nevertheless had a far more outgoing, anarchic personality, ensuring that it appealed to rebellious kids far more than the dignified safety of Mario Kart's comparatively humorless earnest style. They're both great games, obviously, though in recent years there's been a growing sentiment that CTR actually surpassed Mario Kart.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Dead Space. Dead Space creator Glenn Schofield himself has literally called the game Resident Evil in space, and drew heavily upon the success of Resident Evil 4 when conceiving the sci-fi horror title. Where to begin here? From the limb targeting combat to the innovative third-person camera and control scheme, and even the gnarly death animations, Dead Space lifts extremely liberally from Resident Evil 4's revolutionary horror action design philosophy. In a recent interview with PC Gamer, designer Ben Wynat also straight up confessed that they actively reportedly sought to transplant Resi 4's formula to a new sci-fi setting. He said, "It's pretty obvious when you play Dead Space to look at it and go, yeah, it's almost like they decided to make Resi 4 in space, which is exactly what we were doing." Yet Dead Space is a masterful survival horror game in its own right, deviating from Resident Evil 4's gameplay by allowing players to move and shoot at the same time and introducing a brilliant dismemberment mechanic and innovative diegetic UI. While Dead Space simply wouldn't exist without Resi 4, it also did enough to ensure it transcended its heavy inspiration. Number 4, Beat Saber. VR rhythm game Beat Saber is effectively three unapologetic ripoffs for the price of one. On the one hand, it owes a colossal debt to both Guitar Hero and Dance Dance Revolution, as you're similarly tasked with hitting notes on a highway that's moving towards you while performing physical actions to the beat. And on the other, it borrows aesthetically and very unofficially from Star Wars, given that you use two, definitely not lightsabers, to hit the aforementioned notes. Yet once you get over the fact that the ever litigious and IP-protective Disney never bothered pursuing legal action against developer Beat Games, Beat Saber is a ludicrously fun time. A quite ingenious fusion of two iconic rhythm game franchises with Star Wars branding sort of slapped on it, Beat Saber is both a compulsively addictive VR experience and one of the best at-home workouts you can ever put yourself through. While hardly groundbreaking, the core gameplay loop is so simply effective that Beat Saber has basically become the default VR experience to onboard new players. Number 3, Wild Hearts. Ever since Monster Hunter World released in 2018 and helped popularize the series with Western audiences, we've seen a glut of insistent imitations coming down the pike, the most recent of which is Wild Hearts. Developers Omega Force have made absolutely zero attempt to disguise their action RPG's influences, given that Wild Hearts similarly centers around players defeating ancient monsters and pilfering their remains, with even an extremely similar mission structure and aesthetic to boot. In effect, Wild Hearts is a more accessible and streamlined version of Monster Hunter, which might perhaps seem a little too straightforward for longtime fans of Capcom's franchise, but for newcomers, it's basically a solid gateway drug. In spite of its lack of originality and the brutal performance issues on PC, this is a ludicrously entertaining facsimile of Monster Hunter that sensibly ditches some of that series' tedious busy work, while including a few creative innovations, like the Karakuri building system, which allows players to build defensive constructs to aid them in combat. Number 2, Sleeping Dogs. After the Grand Theft Auto franchise became a veritable pop culture phenomenon following its transition to 3D, it seemed like every major publisher rushed to produce their own flagrant ripoff. The quality of said ripoffs was all over the map, though perhaps the most robust and entertaining of the lot was the Square Enix-published open-world action game, Sleeping Dogs. Released in 2012, barely a year before Grand Theft Auto V, Sleeping Dogs may have lacked the polish of your typical Rockstar joint, but stood tall above most of the other clones thanks to its distinct style and personality. It was lauded for its impressively fluid combat system, visually stunning and expansive open world, unique Hong Kong setting, and clear love of classic martial arts cinema. If you played a GTA game, you knew what to expect here. But Sleeping Dogs deserves credit for carving out its own appreciable niche in a wildly overcrowded genre, even if it sadly never got a sequel. Number 1, Darksiders. Video game ripoffs don't get more hilariously industrious than Vigil Games' Darksiders, which is basically what you get when you put God of War, Devil May Cry, and The Legend of Zelda in a blender and serve up the resulting slop. But what tasty slop it is. Darksiders combined the dizzying combat of God of War and Devil May Cry with the adventurous world-faring of Zelda. And while this could have easily resulted in an abject mess, there's a slinky, seductive quality to the game that's tough to deny. In fact, Darksiders basically took the popular idea of ripping off the competition and turned it into a cottage industry, given that the immediate sequels decided to riff on Diablo and Dark Souls, because why the hell not? Yet the original Darksiders, and we use the term original quite loosely here, is unquestionably the best of the bunch, inexplicably fusing several games together in a way that simply shouldn't work. But from the fluid combat to the gorgeous art style, neat level design, and solid upgrade systems, it's a great mashup. That's the end of our list, but let me know down in that comment section if you can think of any other shameless video game ripoffs that actually work really well. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my Twitter account where I'm at Jess McDonald, but make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more gaming goodness. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.